peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning. I think I said good morning already for most of you, so good morning. I haven't got much in the way of notices. You've got your notice sheet anyway, haven't you? So I do go with that. Those of you that were here yesterday, it was a good send-off panel, so felt slightly intimidated with the bishop and 27 rectors let around or whatever. Not quite 27, but there were a few of us around yesterday. So I thought it was a typical pack, having a proper set-up. So let's take a moment to be quiet before we begin properly. Just come before God, invite the Spirit to interact with you as we go through our service together. We say together our prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy." God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So we pause for a moment and reflect upon our own lives as we come before God. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And you can remain seated as I stand on all of our behalf, and we worship in the glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You beseech you mercifully to hear the prayers of your people who call upon you. And grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfill them through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Anne is going to bring us our first reading, which is a lovely psalm. And again, you might choose to just close your eyes if it's helpful as we hear this psalm.
For the director of music, to the tune Do Not Destroy of David and Mikcam, when he fled from Saul into the cave. The reading is from Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they had fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Again, if I read the gospel, I'll stand on your behalf so you can remain seated. I hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
Glory to you, O
Lord. And I'm reading from chapter 10. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep will follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to me. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolves coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolves attack the flock and scatter it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Reflecting on the gospel in particular, I was reminded of that famous saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. that passage we just read, that would be the Pharisaic one, wouldn't it? That would be the wrong word. It wasn't recognising Jesus' voice at that time. Thankfully, later on, Jesus got my attention, and I did recognise his voice, as you know, and here we are today. But it reminded me of sometimes we can still hear the wrong voice of God. Sometimes we hear what the world might say is the best for us. Or perhaps not in all of our lives, but perhaps in part of our lives, we sort of listen to other people rather than God, rather than Jesus. It might be that we feel that we've given our whole life to Jesus, except this little bit over here, which we keep going back to. And I'm as guilty as anyone for that. As I always say to you, when I'm pointing one finger at you, there's four pointing back at me, isn't it? So, and sometimes we have those little areas of our life where we keep having to remember to listen to Jesus about that as well. So rather than continue rafting on, just have a minute's silence and just to explore our own hearts and our own minds. Just to decide, is there any part of our life where we haven't quite given that to the shepherd? Just in your own heart, in your own mind, just give it to him. So a little bit of silence if we do that. Lord, as we hand over the whole of our life to you, would you give us the strength to continue to walk with you in those little areas that we've just given. Amen. So again, I will stand on all of our behalf, but if you turn to the creed, we declare our faith together. As we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now we bring our prayers to our Lord. Forgive us where we are busy running around our lives and not taking the time to come and kneel before you. As we lift our prayers and our concerns, both those spoken out loud and said quietly between just you and us, may all that we pray for be in your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift to you our world. We continue to lift to you Afghanistan and other areas of the world where human rights are not observed. relationship with others, including the USA. Chloe and Sam on their mission. Would you bless them as we receive news of them? We lift to you those areas of the world that are on our own personal hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. And we lift our country to you, Lord, and the struggles with supplies right now, particularly the impact that is having on businesses and jobs. We lift you, our government, asking for your wisdom upon them. We lift to you our NHS and particularly general practice with the pressures that they feel right now. One doctor said to my wife yesterday, going from applauded to booted. We pray for energy and wisdom for all those who lead general practice. We lift to the heirs of our country on our own hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. And we lift to you, Bedhampton, this area that you have brought us to share your love with. We lift you our own streets and those that we witness to, simply by being there. We thank you for the start again of groups in our church, St. Nick's Flicks and Fun Club and others, coffee and cake. We thank you for the opportunity to commune with one another. We pray for safety upon those who lead and those who participate. And we ask, Lord, that you would lead others to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear. We thank you for the life of Pam Facer and the celebration of her life yesterday. For the obvious love many have for her. Thank you for all that you did through her in this place. We lift you others who mourn the loss of loved ones. We lift you those also named on our sheets, seeking your healing power. Those that we know. We lift to you Emily as her study starts this week, praying for your blessing upon her. And we lift to you our own concerns of health and well-being. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Come before you, Lord, with our own relationship with you. You know our hearts, you know our minds, you know our concerns. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross, and he put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy, these gifts of bread and wine, may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying you destroyed our life. Rising you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come. So far, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world. Rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this, our memorial of our redemption, as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy stand in your presence and serve. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share with one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, my friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith, with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share neighbours as ourselves. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say our prayer of thanks to you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still silent, you met us in your Son and brought us died and lived. He declared your Lord, gave us grace, and opened the gates of glory. May we who share Christ's life live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to us. We who in the Spirit give life to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ. We hope you will stay for a cuppa afterwards and chat, but for now, let me listen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you all.